The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Good morning. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to talk about happiness chemicals and how to hack them. The first happiness chemical is called dopamine. These are called neurotransmitters, and they are released in the brain. Dopamine is considered the reward and motivation chemical. One of the ways to release dopamine is by finishing a task. Those checklists, those are great. You know, I recommend if you could do one of the checklists in less than a minute, just do it right away and get it over with. That really starts to stimulate your brain and get you feeling good, happy, and more motivated. Celebrating small wins. You have to celebrate the small wins. Everyone's really hard on themselves these days. You have to celebrate the small wins and come up with a reward when you accomplish a certain task. And it doesn't have to be huge. Like we said, you know, it could be, I'm going to go to the gym twice this week. And if you do it, then you give yourself a little reward, whatever that may be. It may be you're going to watch a TV show that you like, or you're going to buy yourself a nice bracelet that you saw in the store, or you're going to eat a piece of dark chocolate, or you're going to go out with a friend and go out to dinner and celebrate. You know, there's always a way to get your brain functioning at a higher level. The worst thing to do is to just sit at home on the couch watching television or scrolling through the internet on social media, watching videos. So to get these happiness chemicals, we have to do things that mean something in life. All right, self-care activities. That's important. You know, you want to look good, feel good. So whether it's getting a haircut, shaving your beard, taking a nice shower, you know, really making yourself look good, even buying a new outfit, you're going to get some dopamine release when you, you know, work out and then you flex in the mirror and you see the lines of your muscles starting to form. Self-care activities is very important. You don't want to go looking around all dirty and your shirts wrinkled and your lipsticks on your teeth. And, you know, you got to really look the part, because when you look good, you feel good. They did this research on how when you look good, people follow your lead. These two men were crossing the street during a red light when you're not supposed to cross the street. One of the men was wearing sandals, ripped jeans, a t-shirt, and he went during the red light, and very few people followed him.
The other gentleman was wearing a suit, a tie. His hair was done. He was clean shaven. He really looked like a very smart, successful person. When he crossed the road during the red light, many, many people followed. So, you know, if someone looks like they know what they're doing, if they have good self-care and they smell good and look good, people are going to follow their directions. I noticed when I was starting off my practice, I used to wear just a shirt, like a collared shirt, and a pair of khakis or slacks, something like that, every day. Different shirt, obviously. And one time during Halloween, I said, okay, we're all going to dress up as the office team. And everyone dressed up in their outfits. And I dressed up as a doctor, kind of as a joke, but, you know, it was also a costume. I had a white lab coat and a stethoscope. And, you know, I had the light off my forehead. And what I noticed was that a lot of my patients started listening to what I was saying with more attention because I looked more like a doctor because I had the white lab coat. And after that Halloween, I actually wore a lab coat every day. And I noticed that patients would follow my directions more. They'd listen to me more when I was wearing the white lab coat as opposed to just wearing the regular slacks and button-down shirt. Because I look like a doctor, then they're going to follow my doctor's directions. So you have to look the part, all right? When you look good and people react to that, that's going to release dopamine. Exercise is going to release dopamine. And you have to do exercise that you like. That's the key. So don't, you know, sign up for a gym membership if you hate the gym. Sign up for yoga class or dance lessons or a boxing class or get a bike or get some rollerblades or start picking up on a sport like basketball or soccer. You got to find activities that you like to do. A lot of people will like tennis, but it's got to be something that gets your heart beating, gets you sweating. That's going to help you release that dopamine. And that will make your brain stronger, and that will increase your joy and happiness. Another way to increase dopamine is listening to music. Love listening to music, and if it's music that you know the words to and can sing along with it, that's even better. You notice how good you feel and how happy you are when you're singing in the car or singing in the shower. It really is because you're releasing dopamine and that makes you happy. And another thing that can help release dopamine is gratitude. What I recommend every morning, you record stuff you're grateful for and say it out loud. And it doesn't have to be big. You could say, I'm grateful for my wife, or I'm grateful for my brothers. I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful for my dog. I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful for my house or my car or my neighborhood or my friends or my family. You know, any little thing. I'm grateful I have food. I'm grateful I could see. I'm grateful I could listen to music. I'm grateful I could walk on the beach. Anything that you might not realize is important until you lose it. I see a lot of patients in wheelchairs. I see patients with post-stroke and cerebral palsy and traumatic brain injuries. And they never were grateful for being able to walk until they were in the wheelchair. So the key is to be grateful for the things that you have now before you lose them. When you are grateful, you're going to release dopamine. If you're having a bad day, go back over your gratitude journal so you can see all the things that make you happy. Dopamine is this neurotransmitter. It's very important, not only to make you happy, but for movement. With Parkinson's disease, I treat a lot of patients with Parkinson's disease. And the issue that we typically find is that they're not producing dopamine in this area of the brain called your basal ganglia. So what most doctors do, since you're not producing dopamine, is take medication to enhance that production. Another way to do it is to use a process called neuroplasticity, where you activate the brain with certain exercises to stimulate that basal ganglia and get you to produce dopamine on your own. So if you were diagnosed with Parkinson's or don't want to ever get Parkinson's, want to prevent it, it's very important to participate in these activities that increase dopamine levels, which again are the reward and motivation chemicals. So start making that task list and checking it off. Start writing your gratitude journal and saying it out loud. Listen to music every day and sing out loud. Find the exercise that works for you. Really take care of your body and look good. Keep yourself looking sharp, smelling good, looking the part. Always imagine that anyone can see you at any time. So you always want to be looking your best. Celebrate those small wins. All right, we have so much misery in the world these days. Let's start celebrating the small wins. These are important ways to release dopamine. If we release dopamine, we are going to become happier. And that's the key to life, is health and happiness. Because if you don't have health and you don't have your happiness, what's the point of even being alive? We have to have fun. We have to enjoy life. We can't just be going to work, going to sleep, going to work, going to sleep, going to work, going to sleep. Some free time, watch TV, watch a movie, go on social media. That's not going to release dopamine. That's not going to create happiness. In fact, going on social media probably create sadness, and you can see all these people with these what looks like to be amazing lives that makes your life look not so good. Okay, but it's all in your head. It's all your belief system. If you think you're happy and you think you have a great life and you appreciate everything, you're going to have a great life. We are going to review the rest of the happiness chemicals when we come back after our first break. My name is Dr. Eric Kaplan. And this is Boost Your Brain Power.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I am your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about the happiness chemicals and how to hack them on your own. The next chemical we're going to talk about is serotonin. That is the mood stabilizer. So one of the best ways to stabilize your mood and to get serotonin released in your brain is deep breathing. The best way to breathe is to inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. Again, that's inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. When you inhale, you're going to push your belly down and out, so your diaphragm goes down. When your diaphragm goes down, your lungs are going to expand, and therefore, you're going to be able to increase your oxygen levels. When you exhale, suck everything back in, and that's going to really push and squeeze that carbon dioxide out of your lungs. And the more carbon dioxide you get out of your lungs, the more room for oxygen inside your lungs. Most people focus on the inhale, but the best way to do it is to focus on the exhale. So as you're inhaling for 4 seconds, holding it for 7 seconds, then you're going to exhale for 8 seconds and really push out every last breath, get rid of everything. And as you get better and better, you could start counting slower. So to get your lung capacity at a higher level, but always keep that ratio. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, exhale for 8 seconds. And if you're going to do these breathing exercises, it's best to do it outside in the back where all the trees are. One tree has enough oxygen for 5 people. So I like to do my breathing exercise with 5 trees. So it's like you're in an oxygen bar. And remember, when you're exhaling your carbon dioxide, you're giving the carbon dioxide to the trees and to the plants, and they need that to survive. It's a symbiotic relationship where we need oxygen that they produce and they need our carbon dioxide that we expel. So when you go outside, not only are you getting more oxygen, but you're giving the plants more carbon dioxide. You're helping the world. And that is actually another chemical that we released that we're going to cover later. But right now we're talking about serotonin, the mood stabilizer. Deep breathing. If you're not going to be outside, you could do it inside and have some good oxygen producing plants while you're inside. That could be a snake plant, a spider plant, a money plant, aloe vera plant. Those are all highly producing oxygen plants. Keep them together. Plants like to be around other plants, actually. We don't think of plants like that, but they are social species as well. Okay, so what else could we do for the deep breathing is pay attention to our posture. You want to make sure your head is above your shoulders, not in front of your shoulders. Therefore, you're going to open up your ribs more and the lungs can get more oxygen in there as well. There are other options. You can actually purchase an oxygen concentrator. We have one of those at our office. So instead of breathing the regular 20% oxygen, you're breathing over 40% oxygen. It filters out the nitrogen and carbon dioxide. Yet in the air and the atmosphere, it's normally only 20%. And with an oxygen concentrator, you can over double that. Another machine is called a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. That's 100% oxygen. People sometimes even buy that for their homes as well. We have one at our office that the patients love to use, boost their energy. It really helps with their stabilization of their brain, get more oxygen, inner ear stuff, even skin stuff. It helps with scar tissue and wound healing. It's been used recently to help treat people with post-COVID. Post-COVID is the real deal. A lot of people are getting issues with their brain fog. People are having memory problems, skin problems. People are having digestive problems. People are getting panic attacks, extreme fatigue, autoimmune diseases getting stimulated. There's a lot of interesting stuff. It's all pretty new, so it's hard to theorize about it so far. But in my office, I'm seeing a ton of patients with these neurologic problems that they all are saying came post-COVID infections. So there's definitely some neurologic component that's going on. But by doing a lot of the therapies and neuroplasticity, we're helping these people get their lives back, get them to start working again, getting back to school, just getting back to their normal lives, which is very sad to know that once you get sick, if you don't have a good immune system, these viruses or bacteria can start attacking healthy tissues in your body and in your brain. So the key is to get your immune system so strong that if you are exposed to any bacteria or virus or parasite or any mold exposure or a tick bite that has Lyme disease, or that your body is so strong, it can handle it, right? So we see a lot of people with concussion also, and some people could hit their head and be totally fine, and some people could hit their head and they don't recover. The people that don't recover normally have already had an issue to begin with, and the concussion really enhanced it. Got it? All right. So with the hyperbaric oxygen chamber, that is 100% oxygen. And people really love all the positive results that's getting to help improve their energy and their happiness and their immune system as well. All right. What else could you do for serotonin? Meditation. Meditation is great. And there's all different types of meditation. There's TM, transcendental meditation, which is usually twice a day for at least a half an hour. So you don't have to do it that much. Some days I'll only do a 1 minute meditation. I do the release meditation where I am just sitting down and I start at the top of my head and my mantra is release. And I say release and have the muscles all kind of melt down and go to my forehead and release that tension in the jaw, release. And the neck, and you go down all the way down your body, your neck, your shoulders, your torso, your chest, knees, hips, all the way down to the feet. And you end all the way at the bottom. And if your feet can actually be touching the ground, and you'll even have a more impactful type of meditation to release those happiness chemicals. So meditation is great, even if you just do it for 1 minute. So some people have a difficult time doing it for very long because their mind is racing so much. So anyone can do a minute. So just start off with 1 minute, and then the next week you do 2 minutes, and then the next week you do 3 minutes, and just kind of gradually work up to that. Yoga is very good for serotonin. I actually like the Eastern type of yoga, which is really breathing and relaxing and meditation type of yoga. You know, a lot of the yoga these days is also very strenuous. So you don't want to put yourself in too much stress because we're there to get mood stabilizing in that relaxed state. Running is one of the best things that releases serotonin. If you're not in a good mood, go out for a run and you will feel so much better. You got to get your heart beating fast. You got to get some sweat going. That's one of the easiest ways to immediately release serotonin. Sun exposure. We have to go out in the sun. Everyone is kind of telling you, oh, stay out of the sun. The sun's going to cause cancer. Stay away from the sun. But the truth is we need the sun. We need that vitamin D. We'd all be dead without the sun. So you have to go outside. If you have a history of skin cancer, obviously you got to be very careful. Remember, all the advice I'm giving you is, you know, kind of general advice. So everyone's an individual. So when I'm saying go out in the sun, if you have a history of skin cancer, you obviously have to talk to your doctor about that because you don't want to be exposed for too long and you have to wear the proper protection as well. If you are wearing skin protection, zinc oxide is definitely the safest way to do it. It's a little thick and it's white, not too easy to spread out, but it's your health that you have to prioritize, not convenience. Some of those suntan lotions are one of the worst chemicals on the planet. Try to never, ever put that stuff on your skin or your kid's skin, like those ones that you get in CVS and the pharmacy are no good for your health and your well-being. You have to invest the extra money and get some sun protection that has a zinc oxide as the primary ingredient and no added chemicals that could irritate your skin. And that could even lead to skin cancer. Sometimes the chemicals in the suntan lotion can make it even worse. And you think you're protecting yourself there. One last thing that's very good for serotonin is certain foods, like actually bananas, have not only a lot of potassium, but help with serotonin as well. So remember, we were talking about dopamine, which is the reward and motivation chemical. You do that by finishing a task, celebrating the small wins, self-care activities, looking good, exercise, listening to music, gratitude. Serotonin, that's another chemical. That's the mood stabilizer. You're going to do that by meditating, doing some yoga, deep breathing exercise, running, going for a good run, in the sun, getting a sun exposure, eating some bananas. If you do all the right things, you're going to function best, feel best, and live a great life, high quality life. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to go over a couple more of those happiness chemicals, and we will see you soon. I'm Dr. Eric Kaplan. This is Boost Your Brain Power.
We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back. I am Dr. Eric Kaplan. You are listening to Boost Your Brain Power. This is a guide to improve your memory, your focus, your happiness. We want to reduce depression, reduce anxiety. We want to prevent dementia, prevent Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Keep your brain strong, keep your body strong, and you will live a healthy life with high quality. You don't want to become a typical American who goes from the cane to the walker to the wheelchair to the nursing home to the diaper. That's no fun. That's not a future. But the key is to work at it now and prevent future problems. And if you're happy and you reduce your stress, you have a strong reduction of developing any other conditions. Stress is the silent killer. Stress will cause cancer. Stress will cause heart disease. Stress will cause dementia. Stress will even cause diabetes. These are the big health problems that Americans are facing right now. But nobody talks about reducing stress. When COVID-19 happened and they put everybody in isolation, that increased stress. And the reason has to do with one of these happiness chemicals, oxytocin. This is the love contentment hormone. This comes from building healthy relationships, from hugging family members. But what did they tell you when COVID-19 came out is don't hug your family members. Don't visit grandma. Stay 6 feet away from everybody. But we need to hug people. We need to touch people, especially our family and friends, because that releases the oxytocin. If we want to be happy, we have to be close. So with all these isolations and this social distancing, we reduced some of our happiness chemicals. And what happened is depression went through the roof. Suicide went through the roof. Anxiety went through the roof. People started abusing alcohol. People started gaining that COVID-19 pounds because all they did was sit at home, sit on the couch, watching the news, more stress, more anxiety, more cortisol, deposits more belly fat. It's a recipe for disaster. And we were missing hugging our families, being around people, healthy relationships. What's the worst punishment that you can have is solitary confinement, right? When people go to jail, they'd rather sleep next to a murderer than be in solitary confinement and be all alone. Human beings are social beings. We need to be around people. We can't be isolated. That will take away all our happiness. Now, the problem is people think social media is
creating healthy relationships. But because you can't hug someone over the internet, you can't hold their hand over the internet. When you hold somebody's hand, that releases oxytocin. Just holding hands. Doesn't even have to be a hug. It's just the touch. As a doctor, I make sure I have to touch my patients. A lot of my patients complain that their doctors don't even touch them. They don't even look at them. They sit behind the desk on the computer, ask a few questions, and write a prescription. But as a doctor, you have to touch the patient. You got to feel their muscles. Got to check their reflexes. You got to look at their gait. You got to touch their face, touch their neck. Is there any misalignment? Is there any muscle spasm? Got to feel their gut. Is there any blockage in the intestines? Got to feel their pulse. Is the heart beating too fast? So touch is key. That's why everyone loves massages. Not everybody, but a lot of people love massages. Just getting touched, that's healing. Remember when you were a kid and you fell down, and what did mommy do? She kissed your boo-boo. It's the touch that makes you feel good. What happens first time, anytime you injure yourself, the first thing you do is touch it. That helps it to feel better. Right? That's when putting on a Band-Aid helps it feel better too. Doesn't hurt as much because it's touch. Touch is key. There's something called proprioception, which is the touch. And the more you touch, then the less pain there is. Pain is called nociception. So as you increase your proprioception, you decrease your nociception. So it'll help you to feel better. So you stub your hand or your foot, you rub it right away. The touch is key. Holding hands, hugging family members, playing with a dog, that's also going to release oxytocin. A lot of people, once they had to get isolated because of COVID-19 pandemic, got a dog. We did that for our family. I remember my kid came home from school one day. He goes, "Daddy, this is horrible. They won't even let us play tag before school because we can't touch our friends." And I said, "Oh my God, this is so sad." So I said, "Let's get them a dog. You know, they're allowed to touch dogs at least. And when they're playing with that dog, they could cuddle with the dog. They could, you know, rub the dog. The dog could jump on them." So all that touch, all that playfulness helps to release oxytocin, which is the happiness chemical. That's that love chemical, that love hormone, right? They always say, you know, the dog gives you unconditional love. The dog is a man's best friend, right? And it's also going to get you out and exercising, getting some sunlight, you know, so you're releasing the serotonin and the dopamine and the oxytocin all at the same time. If you're playing with your dog, walking them outside. I love it, right? Pretty cool. Another thing that is good for oxytocin is helping others. That's the key. We all need to help others. We don't want to be selfish in this world. We're here to help other people and do whatever you can. It doesn't have to be with money. It doesn't even have to be with your time. You just have to help others, give them compliments, open the doors for them, walk them across the street, help carry their bags, put their suitcase up above the compartment in the plane. When somebody drops something, pick it up for them. Yeah, if you can, you know, give an extra tip to someone who wouldn't expect it, that's great.
You know, if you could offer to pick someone up at the airport unexpectedly, that's great. You know, if you could surprise somebody with some flowers or some nice jewelry or something unexpected, they're going to love that. They're going to smile. You know, volunteer, help some charities, go to the food pantry, donate your clothes. You got to help others. I have a friend who just went to Africa with his church, and they do this whole thing where they clean water and bring it to the villages. He's saving lives. I mean, it's amazing. And when he helps others, not only does he become happy, but the people who he helps become happy. And then someone like me, who observes his whole story and watches his videos and hears his, you know, how all these great, amazing things that he's done to help people, I become happy. So everybody gets happy. The person who's helping, the person who gets helped, and the person who observed somebody helping. And that's been proven that these love hormones get released when that happens. So it's always good to help as many people as you can. When you're feeling stressed or anxious or depressed, don't try and talk yourself down and say, you're going to be fine, you're going to be okay. Get yourself out of that situation, distract yourself, and help somebody else. And you immediately start feeling better. So we've come up with lots of ways for the oxytocin, the love and contentment hormone, building healthy relationships, hugging family members, playing with a dog, holding hands, helping others. So we got lots of ways to release this oxytocin, which is another happiness chemical, in addition to the dopamine, the reward and motivation chemical, as well as serotonin, the mood stabilizer. So now we've covered three of the happiness chemicals, and they're all easy, cheap ways to improve the way your brain functions and the way you feel. This is Boost Your Brain Power, and I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. When we return from the next break, we'll go over one more happiness chemical and some other brain hacks and hints to help you function better, feel better, and live a better life.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're talking about the happiness chemicals and how to hack them in your everyday life. We talked about dopamine, the reward and motivation chemical, finishing the task, celebrating the small wins, listening to music, taking that gratitude journal, self-care activities, exercising. For serotonin, the mood stabilizer, you're going to do your deep breathing exercises, the inhale 4, hold 7, and exhale for 8. You're going to practice meditation, the release technique. Doesn't have to be too long. Could just start off with 1 minute for this week and go up to 2 minutes and so on and so forth. Practicing some yoga, some relaxation techniques,
running where your heart starts beating, you start sweating, getting out in the sun, getting that vitamin D, which is another hormone. The best time to get the most sun is in the middle of the day. And it doesn't have to be for that long. It can only be for 20 minutes during your lunch break. But roll up those sleeves, take off that hat, take off the glasses, get some sun exposure. We need that. For oxytocin, that's the love and contentment hormone. You're going to build healthy relationships, right? Don't be right in relationships. Just build healthy relationships. So sometimes it's better to just kind of not be right and to give in to, you know, lighten the mood, right? Don't talk politics and don't talk religion or finances. You know, let's talk happiness, to stuff that makes people smile, not stuff that separates us. You know, social media has become, you know, where people are fighting over politics and religion. You know, it's kind of, when I was growing up, that was stuff you kind of kept to yourself. And, you know, I want to hear about your kids, and I want to hear about your vacations, and I want to, you know, hear about this fantastic dinner that you cooked, and I want to hear about the activities that you did and what sports you're excelling in. And, you know, that's the fun stuff that I want to hear about, you know, not necessarily, you know, about which politician is evil and, you know, which people are going to hell because they're not following God. And, you know, let's not separate. Let's work together and let's help others. Remember, when you help others, you're going to release oxytocin. You're going to get it. The person who you help is going to get it. And the person who observed you helping is going to get that release of that love hormone. And we got to touch, you know, obviously be smart about it. If you're sick, yeah, don't sneeze on your hand and start touching people. You got to be smart like we always are. You know, you wash your hands. If you got a fever, you stay home. But if you're healthy, don't be scared of people. Start hugging people again. Start holding hands again. We need that connection, okay? The last happiness chemical that I'm going to talk about is endorphins. That's the painkiller. And a way to release your endorphins is through laughter. That's why you're not going to, you know, if you're going to watch TV, don't watch the news. Watch something that's going to make you laugh. You know, listen to a comedian or a funny podcast. Start laughing. And even if you don't have anyone to make you laugh, even fake laugh, that'll help actually. But start to laugh, start to have fun. I always tell patients there's 24 hours in a day. 8 hours is sleep, 8 hours is work, and 8 hours is fun. We have to have fun. That's why we're on this world. Help others, have some fun, do some good. Dancing also releases endorphins, right? We said listening to music helps with the dopamine. Well, dancing helps with the endorphins. Dark chocolate, we said you could use that as one of your rewards. You know, when you celebrate the small wins, that'll release endorphins. Meditation also does that. We talked about meditation with serotonin, but it also helps with endorphins. Even essential oils like vanilla or lavender essential oils can help release these endorphins. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So in my office, you know, we have two offices. We have one in New York City and one in New Jersey. We work on prevention. So I have all my patients doing these type of activities to prevent depression, to prevent anxiety, to prevent memory problems, prevent strokes and heart attacks. You got to keep happy and healthy. And it's always, if you already have issues, it's better to get to the root cause of the problem rather than treating symptoms. So let's say if somebody's really anxious, a lot of doctors will give anti-anxiety pills. But what I'm going to do is try and figure out ways to calm the nervous system. And it's a process called neuroplasticity, where you could rewire your brain and get out of that fight or flight mode into more relaxed rest and digest state.
Gargling is one way to calm your nervous system. Humming, listening to calm music, taking a deep sigh, shaking, moving that body, exercising, taking a cold shower or dipping your head in a bucket of cold water will relax your nervous system. I know it seems weird that cold is going to relax you, but it will, because if your body's overheated, we got to cool it down. If it's all inflamed and it's on fire and your mind's racing a million miles an hour, we got to cool it down with a cold shower or dipping your head in a bucket of ice water. Chanting also helps to calm down the overactive nervous system. Connecting with nature, grounding or earthing, take off your shoes and socks, put your feet in the grass, in the dirt, in the sand, literally hug that tree. Squeezing a stress ball or, you know, punching the bag like boxers do, that's going to help to calm down the nervous system. When my son is all stressed out and he's having a little breakdown, he starts crying and screaming, I have him go down into the basement and start punching the bag. That helped him to relieve his stress. Practicing mindfulness. So mindfulness is when you focus on only what you're doing. If you're eating, you focus on the texture of the food and the smell. You're not on your phone looking through Facebook. You're not, you know, watching TV or reading the newspaper. When you're practicing mindfulness, you're only focused on the activity that you're doing. When you're at the gym, you're focusing on your muscles contracting and your legs moving and your body's motions and the balance. You're not talking to other people or listening to something on your phone. You know, it's important to just be in the moment. When you're on a date, don't have your cell phone on the table. You know, look at your partner. You know, you have to be mindful of what you're doing. That's a great way to calm down the overactive nervous system. So with neuroplasticity, we can rewire the brain. We do that through lots of different ways at my offices in New York and New Jersey. We have a neurofeedback machine, which basically you watch a video and the video becomes brighter and darker. As it becomes brighter, it releases dopamine and the brain likes that. So it sends these electrical impulses into these weak areas to make the brain work a lot harder, to increase function to those weak areas. It does very well with patients who have ADD or ADHD, or people who have memory problems or sleeping problems, insomnia, even people with anger and aggression. So the neurofeedback has been proven through neuroscience to get great results with some of these brain-based issues. We talked about the hyperbaric oxygen chamber before. We have that in my office. We also do cold laser therapy, which helps to reduce inflammation, helps to get rid of pain, right? We said that endorphins, that's that pain reliever. Well, cold laser can also release that. So we always get to the root cause, not just treating symptoms, right? A lot of medications are trying to hide symptoms, but the symptoms are telling you something's wrong. You know, if you have a fever, it's telling you, oh, you have some virus or bacteria and your body's heating up to kill it off. Or if you have back pain, you know, your body's saying, oh, don't twist this way, you're going to compress that nerve a little bit more. So the brain has these ways of communicating to you to tell you that something's wrong. And when something's wrong, what happens is the patient comes to my office, we do a proper evaluation, and then we could figure out where the problem is. Once we figure out where the problem is, we can come up with a nice solution. And all my solutions are very holistic. We don't prescribe medicine. We don't do surgeries. We don't do anything with radiation or any pain. It's basically how to help you to help yourself. So we do neurologic rehab through neuroplasticity. We work on visceral manipulation of the organs. We work on your alignment, your posture, anything that's going to get you better. And it might have to change your diet, or you might have to increase exercise or go out in the sun or drink more water, So there's stuff that you have to do at home in addition to the stuff that we do at the office to get you to function better, feel better, and live a better life. And there's lots of ways that you could get some information. You could go on our YouTube channel, which is Kaplan Brain and Body, or you could go on our Facebook page, Kaplan Brain and Body as well. We're on Instagram too. I also have a newspaper column in the Pascack Press that serves the Bergen County area. And of course, if you're interested, you could email us. My email is info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Or if you want me to cover something on the next program, we can do that as well. You can also check me out on our website, kaplandc.com. And if you're interested in getting a thorough neurologic evaluation at one of my offices or via virtual, Zoom, FaceTime, etc., you can give us a call. The phone number is 201-261-2150. Again, that's 201-261-2150. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will see you next Saturday at 8 a.m. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
The preceding program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.